All right. Well, what are some of the things impact? Again, sort of same scenario for corn. Record acres of production. Again, we're sort of looking at that this coming year, and maybe that 1 to 2 million acres we lose in corn, we may pick up in the soybeans. Exports have stayed strong, and a lot of it, again, is based on what's happens over China. And again, another large South American crop. Again, I'll show you a slide on that, and again, large world stock. So I keep telling our farmers we need a good drought, and or get a the drought scare, one of the two, but something's gonna have to happen here. We're just gonna be flooded with grain all over this globe. One thing about, you see the spec funds, the big money funds, they are getting back down into a level what they were back this fall, last fall. And normally when they hit that level, maybe some news will come in the market and maybe give a bounce back. But if not, they may start adding more of the shorts, which will definitely put more pressure on the market, the short side of the market. Here's sort of your balance sheet on it. Again, the first column you see, we're going from 92 million bushels down to 373 million bushels. And if you look across there, just across the bottom for a new crop, add 1 million acres additional, about 407. Third column, we add an additional another 1 million acres, about what, 85.6, using about a 45 bushel yield, about 425. But if we bump that yield, the last column, about 46 bushels, then we're talking about 550. It's amazing, even with all that, we'd probably still be above the reference price of soybeans for the farm bill. But that's sort of what we're looking at right now. Again, a lot can happen. Again, one thing I did notice on Pat's slide on the weather, and I'm here's some other weather people have talked about, is the northern plains, the Minnesotas, Wisconsins, the Dakotas possibly. He didn't show as much in his slide. It is sort of dry out there. And if it stays dry this summer, it could impact some of our production of corn and beans. So that may be something maybe we have to sort of watch as we go through the growing season. Here's sort of that matrix again, using the 84.6 million acres and 44 bushels again to go across. Again, to really get bean prices to a sort of a more manageable level, you're going to take that 44 bushel yield down to 42, so about a couple bushels off that, which is very possible again if we have some dry weather or more in that late July into August. And again, it's still several months away, but I think it's still very, very possible. Here's a soybean yield. I didn't go back all the way back to 1960, but I did go back to 1979, as you can see. And again, about that 45, 46 would probably be on the trend line on the soybean yield. Again, big bump in our ending stocks. Again, you can see right there for this coming year. And then, if you, that's probably one sort of the best part. We have continued to get exports, and that's really helped our bottom line. But what's up with that? What ending stocks would be in corn, soybeans. Again, a big jump in world ending stocks. Again, a lot of that's for us, and also what's happening in South America. Again, another big jump in production. Again, more production than domestic consumption, as you can see in that chart. And again, that's why these stocks are going up worldwide. There's China. Again, you can see their domestic is going up. And then again, you continue to see their imports are also sort of going up along with it too. And that's been good for us. And there you again, look at South American production. Just keeps climbing. I guess you can see two little blips in the screen with like 2008 and 2011. I think we keep saying, boy, if we can get another down year in South America, maybe we'll get the prices higher. Well, look at that. How many years we've gotten? We had two really down years that keep marching higher. Look at the charts. May soybeans, sort of look at the corn chart, doesn't it? Just keeps ratcheting away lower. Looks like we're heading right back down to the October low, about 9:30. Again, if anybody does have any old crop beans left, again, I would probably use any kind of little rally today. We're down about 3 or 4 cents to sell some. Right now, it looks like a 50-day moving average there, about what, 980 or so, is probably a pretty stiff resistance at this time. And again, the November new crop, sort of the same scenario. I was hoping we may get it back to $10 or so, but it doesn't look like we're going to do that right now. Continue to be under pressure. If you look at longer-term support, I look at the monthly chart. I think it's down to around 8.25. I think that's where your next major support line for your beans. I think that's it for support.